taxes there, and it does cover some things, but it doesn't cover us. And whenever we all know that, that's whenever jig will be up, and the feds will have to admit the truth that they have tricked us into taking ourselves for trillions of dollars over generations. This has got to stop, and the only way it will is if we ourselves do something about it. Sitting back talking about it, sitting back patting ourselves on the back isn't going to do it. So what can we do? And that's some of the things that we're going to be discussing today on the Life Free Zone. If you want to get on the show today and talk about some ideas on how we can get the public aware of the truth about the income tax, call us in here at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. There are no guests on this program today but you, and I look forward to speaking to each of you that can come in here and give us a few ideas, a few notions, or even have a question to ask about what Supreme Court has said about the law or how this tax fraud has been working all this time. And we get the truth out first to us and then to everybody else. But we've got to get into the mainstream. We have to break loose of the aquifer, both in the internet and in the community, that consists of the tax honesty aware. I prefer to call them the tax aware community. That the only ones who can do something about this, because those who are not aware of the problem are going to do nothing to solve the problem of which they are not aware. So, you know, that give us a call, 1-800-313-9443, and share your thoughts and your ideas with us, because by brainstorming, that's whenever great ideas develop. Even a bad idea can generate a brilliant idea. So let's brainstorm a little bit today. Let's throw out some ideas as to how we can get the word out to the general public. That's the main purpose that all of us has in this life is that we inherited back in the 40s and 50s, and in my time at least, we inherited a free country. If we did not inherit, if those of you who are born after that did not inherit, you were at least promised and you are guaranteed life in a free country. And that guarantee needs to be enforced in your case, and it needs to be enforced in our case so that we can do the one thing that we are obligated to posterity to do, and that is to pass on to them a free country in which to live and to raise their families. That we do not want to be the generation that dropped the ball. We do not want to.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back up and actually live at this point on June the 16th, 2007. Difficulties, of course, at the top of the hour there. When the air is human, but to really screw things up, you need high tech. And this being live radio, naturally, you're going to have a few of those. But we're going to have some fun today. Even with a little wreck in the background, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about one of our very, very important aspects of our lives, and that is hanging on to what we have earned keeping for our families and our communities those assets that we have gained through the sweat of our brow, and what gray matter is exactly behind that brow. Which, all of which is our property that we've traded for these gains or these monies. Rather, I better be careful about saying gains, shouldn't I? And, that's basically where we're going to have to focus our efforts in getting the public aware of what you and I already know, and that is that the Internal Revenue Service is unlawfully imposing a tax on our personal earnings and that of our ancestors, and that they are bleeding us just as if they were taking blood every month by taking the fruits of our labor and our efforts away from us without any lawful authority. And we, if you want to get on and talk to us about that, and if you've got questions, you have comments, or you have something you think could add to our discussion today, I would be happy to have you on the show. The number to call is 1-800-313-9443. And that's 1-800-313-9443. And get on the program. We had terrific luck with a great number of callers who have really brought up issues or brought up questions that I think have been actually learn something, and that's the whole idea here today, is for us to learn something, me included, from one another, so we can know more and therefore be better equipped to inform the rest of the world about the big lie. The problem, of course, that we have is that we are few and they are many. They are powerful and we are not individually powerful. And that they have the force of the courts and the executive branch, rest of it, including the Department of Justice, us, behind them. And that force right now, of course, is we're all terribly concerned about the plight and the current situation at the home of Ed and Elaine Brown. And I just want to remind everybody to take a moment today to put a word in, with our Maker, to watch over them and to protect them, and to watch over the poor fellows who are being sent out there thinking that they are pursuing the rule of law and enforcing the law. And let's hope that they don't get hurt. Nobody needs to get hurt because somebody is lying and stealing from the rest of us. That's a terrible thing when that happens. You remember back when Waco occurred, the guys who were really behind all that didn't get hurt. They didn't suffer scratch. But some really good men were killed on the very first day, and a whole lot of people were killed throughout that process. We really don't need a repeat of Waco or Ruby Ridge in New Hampshire, and we don't want anybody at all to get hurt. And so put a word in with the big man. He's watching. He knows what's going on. And it does matter. But it does. But it matters to you because he cares what matters to you, too. And so I don't want to get off on a sermon here, but that's all that we can do from where we are. These people have been isolated. They've been cut off. And all we can do is pray, and so let's pray. Now, on the other end of the spectrum is what has not been to court yet. That would be, for one thing, my case. Another thing that's on the other end of the spectrum is those things that we have not yet accomplished but can. And that's where we can talk about the truth attack. The truth attack has been going at great guns. It's doing great things. And all it needs is more people and more money. But there are so many people in it now that the Truth Attack just issued a request for just a $20 bill from everybody. And if everybody would chip in $20, then it would be able to do some fantastic things to support this Truth Attack campaign to get the truth out to the people. Because once people realize they've been stolen from, just as when you realized you were being stolen from, they will do something about it, just as you feel compelled to do something about it. It's only natural whenever you're being wronged or those around you are being wronged. It's human nature to feel compelled to do something about it. And that's why so many have become martyred, and I hope I'm not among them, by this compulsion to stand up and do something to stop the theft, to stop the fraud, to stop the extortion that's being perpetrated on American citizens every minute of every day, 12 months a year, 365, by taking their sweat, by taking a tax on their labor, their property. And you can't tax property, we know that. So, what else can Truth Attack do? What else can we do? What else can you do? Well, one of the things that you can do is you can go onto YouTube and enter in the search box, Tom Crier. It'll pull up four segments of videos that we have posted on YouTube explaining that there is no law that makes the average American liable. and that there is no law making his income taxable, and telling them, you know, that there is something they can do about it by letting everybody know. And one of the things that you can do to let everybody know is to copy that URL off of that first segment and forward it out to everybody that you know. It doesn't matter whether they're aware or not. If they're not aware, that's even more important. And that is to make them aware that they are being stolen from. Americans, you know, generally, you know, want to believe that their government belongs to them. I know what that's like. It's not exactly a happy moment when you make the realization, when it comes to you and you can no longer avoid concluding that your government doesn't belong to you, and worse, that your government is lying to you and taking what doesn't belong to it. And in effect, that your government not only doesn't belong to you, but that your government believes that you belong to it, that it owns a piece of you, that it is entitled to a cut of what you are, and that is what you produce during your lifetime. And what you produce during your lifetime is at the expense of your lifetime. When you stop producing, it's because your life is over. Either your work life is over, or your physical life here is over. And so that's not something that people can take lightly. It's something that it was very depressing to me when I had to come to that conclusion. I had to, it's not going to be easy for your friends and neighbors either to come to that conclusion. But you need to send that URL for those YouTube videos out to everybody you know, especially those who have either heard and doubt the truth, or those who have never heard the truth at all, and get the word to them. Once they see that video, then they can inquire. Then they can go and look and find out for themselves the same way that I had to do and you had to do. But until they know that there is an issue, until they know that this is in dispute and they need to know more about it to see if they are being stolen from, they're not going to look. And if they don't look, they're not going to find. So if you want to, if you've got some ideas on other ways we can get this to the public, give us a call. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Got a note today, or yesterday rather, from a gentleman who is a truck driver. Now here we are thinking about bumper stickers, most of us. What kind of bumper sticker would you make to put on the back of your car to get people to check into and look at the law, or look at the facts, and see what the truth is about the income tax? Well, he wasn't thinking about those terms. He tells us that he is having a sign made for the back doors of his tractor-trailer rig. Now, that's a good example of the fact that when you have many people devoting their attention and their thoughts to the same subject, I'm a firm believer in Napoleon Hill's mastermind, and I believe that when people unite in thought, that the super intelligence is created, and we tap into that without realizing it, and I think it showers us with great ideas. So if you've got a few ideas, 1-800-313-9443, call in, we'll talk about them, let's kick them around, and we'll be doing that in just a few minutes here on the Lie Free Zone.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
And we're back up and running here at the Life Free Zone. Got a number of things we want to kick about today. One, of course, is the one we've already discussed. Or touched on, and that is ideas for how to get the word out to the general public and beyond our own community or tax honesty community, where we all know that the fraud is going on. We all know that we're being stolen from. And the other is that I want to bring up is safety. And what prompts me to talk about that for a minute is that there are so many who have gone heads up against the IRS, and I'll admit that I am one of them, but in my case, I didn't have a choice from the way I was looking at it. I was sworn to take on that commitment, and the options at that point were somewhat limited as to what could be done. And so I did take them on. I did spit in their eye. I did tell them that they were going to be required to show me some lawful authority before they could expect any money or a return from me. And that's what it came down to. And, of course, they couldn't do it. And that's really the answer to the question why. And it is because there is no lawful authority for them to exact a tax on my revenue or on yours produced from our own efforts. And basically a really risky type of way to address this problem. We have a safer way to go about it now. The other hazards that we have in this particular community is that there are some, and I discussed a few of those, who are in this community to feed on the problem rather than to solve it. They know we need to solve the problem. They know we have a compelling urge to do something, and they prey on that urge, and they take advantage of it by selling a bill of goods to somebody who's renders you invincible to the Internal Revenue Service. And when they see it, they'll just run away screaming in terror. And you take the rubber knife, you go up to the Internal Revenue Service, and they laugh and step on you. That's basically a short form version of it, but it's basically true. And what we have is one more martyr, but we also have for them one more head on a lance to frighten the rest of the peasants. And that's not accomplishing anything positive, and as a matter of fact gives them something to show that, say, see, you shouldn't go up against us. See, you shouldn't mess with us. See what happened to this fellow. And you shouldn't, because there is an alternative now. And the alternative is fighting for the safety of the First Amendment. It's one of the few rights that we still have relatively intact, and that is the right to freely express ourselves and to tell our neighbors our views, our thoughts, and what we know, and to share our knowledge with others. And that's something that the Internal Revenue Service cannot do anything about. They haven't been able to figure out a way to tax that yet. And, you know, once they do, maybe we won't have that right. Maybe we won't be able to do what we're doing now. There is a point, you know, where the powerful become so powerful at the expense of the strength of the weak that the weak, even united all together, cannot do anything about it. And if we let it grow to that point, I'm hopeful that at this point, at least I certainly I hope that I'm right about this, that we haven't passed that point of no return. But I do believe, and it's my earnest belief, that we are rapidly approaching that point. You know, the Second Amendment was not passed for boys to bond with their fathers on hunting trips or to enter into shooting competitions. The Second Amendment was tagged onto the Constitution to preserve the right of the people to alter or abolish a government that ceases to protect their fundamental rights. Well, at that time, every weapon was an assault weapon. And at that time, the government forces didn't have weapons much more than what we had hanging over our fireplaces. But we don't have cruise missiles hanging over the fireplaces now. And they do. We don't have a tank in our garage. And they do. And so, you know, that's not the route for us to go. That's not the way for us to get our freedom back. We've got to get it back through the political process. And the political process works exactly the way Truth Attack is working. The process, it's exposing the truth, and it's applying pressure on politicians and letting them know the jig is up. And letting them know if you're going to retain your office, you're going to have to act responsibly, because people will know that you're either part of the problem or you can become part of the solution and turn on the rest of your other weasel politician friends. And once one of those weasels turns, the rest of them will run screaming off the ship. They'll know, too, then that the jig is up. So the key on safety, that is, staying with the numbers, staying with the numbers, staying with the group. Don't let them get you cut from the herd where they can single you out and steer you over to the slaughterhouse for the treatment. Okay, when we get back, we'll be taking calls at 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Income tax that's being exacted against working Americans in this country. were created, when this federal government was created by the Constitution, our founding fathers, they were put on a 1,500-calorie diet. They were told what they could tax, and they were told how they could tax. And once they broke out of that box, that restriction, that limitation on them, it was designed to help keep them inside the bounds of their authority, were broken. And they were able then to slip the chains or break them and then to come in and then define the rules that we are supposed to be defining, to make the decisions that we are supposed to make. And with that money, they're also been enabled to purchase away from us our representatives in our state governments by telling them, you will no longer listen to your constituents. You will no longer listen to the will of your people. You will pass laws that we tell you to pass. You will fix your voting or your voting districts the way we tell you. You will fix your drinking age, your age for driving. You will fix your seat belts, your safety laws like speed limits and street lights the way we tell you, not the way your people want. You'll run your schools the way we tell you. You'll run your farms the way we tell you. And so now we've even lost our own state governments. But we do have a couple of calls lined up here. Let's go ahead and get to a couple of them. I think we've got Dylan in Texas. Dylan, are you with us?
I'm with you, Tom Cryer.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm real good, and I really appreciate what you've pointed out about how our rights come from the Creator, that we cannot forfeit them in any way, shape, or form, that we cannot contract them away voluntarily or involuntarily. That whole concept is really, really cuts through a lot of the BS, the big shenanigans, like about how we forfeit our rights just by maintaining a driver's license.
Well, you know, it's important that we understand that, and people, and I'll tell you what, Dylan, I think that in fairness to those who are looking at that, is that they're trying to make some sense of the senseless. They're trying to make it okay, so I don't have to get blood, I don't have to get bloody, I don't have to fight, and that's human nature too, and I understand it. But if they can come up with some way of saying, well, it's okay, so I don't have to do something about it, but it isn't okay. You can't give away your unalienable rights. And maybe people don't understand the word unalienable. It was in the Constitution. I use the current inalienable. But to alienate something doesn't mean to tick it off or make it mad at you. To alienate something means to give it away or trade it away or sell it or give it up in some way or another. And you're right. You cannot give it, bargain it, trade it, forfeit it, waive it away.
I teach people how to read. I teach Americans how to read the language that they speak, and I teach immigrants how to speak, read, and write this new language, English, and I teach friends of mine the Spanish that I know, if they care to learn that, just to help them get along. And I think it's real critical literacy for all of us to know what we're talking about here. I know it sounds real basic, and it's not like some big suggestion on what to do about taxes, but I think it's really critical. A lot of people talk about constitutional rights. Well, I don't claim any constitutional rights. I recognize that the government is the only entity that has constitutional rights. They only have the rights granted to them by the Constitution. The Constitution didn't grant me any rights.
That's right. You're absolutely right. The Constitution was formed for one purpose and one purpose only. And that was to preserve and protect those rights that you already had. If you look at the Declaration of Independence, it says that governments are instituted among men, you know, by the consent of the governed, for the purpose of preserving and protecting those rights. And whenever a government ceases to do that, it's a right of the people to alter or abolish it.
I think it's really this. I think it, a lot of this stuff, really, the foundation of it is literacy and these terms. Terms are defined in Webster's dictionary, and then again, terms are defined in law dictionaries, and then again, terms are defined within certain legal documents. And it's important to understand the context of what we're talking about. And it's important not for people not to adopt the terminology the way it's defined on the TV, because people are being taught a whole new definitions for words, and it's just not helping. And it's just really good to know what rights are. Like when you say certain rights are not inalienable, well, if I contract away, if I supposedly contract away my right to defend myself, and then someone attacks me and I defend myself, even if that hadn't been my plan, well, that just illustrates how I can't contract my right away to defend myself. And I can't contract away my private property rights because I have my body. It's my property. I'll be in charge of it until I die. Even if someone has me chained up, I'm still in charge of, you know, if I want to spit.
Well, I pointed out in a speech recently that the only difference between the ignorant man and the slave is that the ignorant man doesn't, he can't see his chains. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is merely blindness to their own imprisonment. And so to educate people, to make them aware of the distinction between constitutional rights and God-given rights, is an important thing, because what you've done is you've shown the man his chains, and until he sees his chains, he isn't going to try to break loose from them. At least a slave has the benefit of knowing that he's enslaved, but the ignorant don't know they're enslaved. And so you're doing an admirable job in doing that. That's a terrific thing that you're doing, Dylan. And the I hope you add to that to make them aware, people aware of the rights that are being stepped on and how they're being stepped on by the Internal Revenue Service. And the government is in large. The Justice Department's involved, the courts are involved, through either intimidation or avarice. I really don't know whether it matters which to the guy who's on the receiving end. But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You can't sell yourself into slavery, can you?
No, you can't sell your, you can't, you forever own yourself.
That's right. And if you and I made a contract where I'd say, okay, I'm giving you $50, and so now, you know, I want I'm going to own you, and you signed that, would that be a valid instrument?
Not in my opinion. It might be somehow thought of as such, but that would just be, that's just someone's feeling. That's just an opinion.
It's what's called a null act. I can give you a deed to the Brooklyn Bridge, but it wouldn't be a valid act. You cannot transfer ownership of ourselves, and neither can anybody else. I mean, 13th Amendment put an end to all of that. Why are we still owned? Why are we still slaves? Because if they own a piece of our labor, if they don't own it, then they can't tax it because it's our property, right? They can only tax our property through the states.
So, you
understand the direct tax thing here that the founders put on Congress, that they cannot tax property without apportioning it and billing it the states, not us, for that tax.
That's a real good point that you've pointed out, the apportionment. When you explained that, that's when I really started to understand that terminology about the apportionment.
Now, some people will tell you that the 16th Amendment is what allows them to do a direct tax on our property, our labor. But the fact is that the 16th Amendment only applies to income. And the Supreme Court's been very specific about that. Income has to be separate, severable. It has to be distinguishable from what was given up in order to make that profit. Income is only the gain. You sell a day out of your life. You sell your energy. Now, you know, the light company that you send a check to is selling you energy. That's their property. Otherwise, they couldn't sell it to you. Well, your energy is your property, just like electricity belongs to the electric company.
I was introducing someone the other day to the concept of income, taxable income, and is the labor that we've traded in the day taxable? And I was working on some of the philosophy that you've presented about we trade an ounce of our blood or a pint of our blood for an ounce of gold, and that's an equal exchange. Now, if I take that ounce of gold and go turn that into 2 ounces of gold, then the federal government says they in Title 26 of the USC, the U.S. Code, they say they have a right to tax me on that second ounce of gold. That's what you're saying, right?
Right. Or if you take that pint of blood that you gave an ounce of gold for and sell it for 2 ounces, you doubled your money. You've made a gain, right, from somebody's blood. That's gain. That's income. But the first, it's the whole two coins that you received, that is an income. Only the extra one. But what part of your wage, your salary, is extra, above and beyond? Can you distinguish it? Can you separate what you gave up? What happens is because you cannot separate it, the IRS is forced with a dilemma. They have to either say none of it is income because none of it can be distinguished and separated and say, well, yeah, well, you gave up 8 hours and you spent this much energy, you spent so many calories working, your brain cells ran this many circuit laps for your skill and your knowledge, so do we deduct so much for all of those, and now this is the profit. You can't do it. So they're faced with a dilemma of either having to say none of it is income because it's not separable, or all of it is income, and therefore you gave nothing in exchange for it.
So they really haven't... In your opinion, have they not actually defined the word income in Title 26?
No, they can't. No, the Congress can't define income, or they could define any of the other terms in the Constitution as whatever they wanted and enlarge their own power just by redefining the terms of the Constitution. Since income is a term in the Constitution in the 16th Amendment, and we could argue all day about whether it was properly ratified, I don't think it was, but we're living with it for now.
So they're basically working on intimidation and also people volunteering their servitude, volunteering their services. I've told people, hourly wage earners and such, that if they don't file... because they don't owe, because they don't have income or taxable income, because they haven't made a gain, I understand that if they don't file, they're less likely to be persecuted by the IRS than if they file.
Well, eventually we'll catch up. You know, just it all depends on when their turn to be drawn, have their name drawn out of the hat. And the problem with that is that the guy's having to live in the meantime looking over his shoulder. And that's why I don't advocate people just refusing to file. Although it is true that it is voluntary. That's a matter of truth. But it's like I told somebody who responded to the video the other day, posted a comment which was forwarded to me by YouTube. And he said, I'm going to quit filing. And I immediately ran to YouTube, and I sent a reply to this gentleman, and I said, whoa, back up. Just because they have no right to take your money doesn't mean they don't have any power.
Now, well, that's what I've acknowledged. That's what I was acknowledging when I was telling my brother the other day. The way I look at it is I answer their questions without responding to it, and see it written on the thing. Did I owe any taxes last year? Do I this year?
The key is we're going to have to be forced into a break here in just about 2 seconds. So I'm going to hold you on. We've got other callers we want to get to, Dylan, but I want to hold you on just to finish that thought when we get back here after the break. If you want to talk to us, it's 1-800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we're back up and running here on the Eye Free Zone. We're talking to Dylan in Texas. And Dylan, I wanted to close on this point with your call today, just to give you a tip on how to handle folks like your brother who are having a trouble understanding this. It's easier to understand if it's simpler. And the simplest way to explain it to somebody is to say, you don't give nothing. That's a double negative. But you do not give up nothing in exchange for your wages. Either you're a parasite or you are earning your pay. And the government claims that since 100% is profit, that 0% is what you're giving.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I don't think anybody will believe that. And the only reason they say 100% is profit is is it if they say that 1% is what you gave up to receive it, they can't tax it.
Mm-hmm.
But now the other thing I wanted to point out is that you mentioned talking about inalienable rights, and it reminded me of a long, long time ago, back in 73, when I got out of law school, I was more or less drafted into the Louisiana Constitutional Convention as a special consultant and a draftsman. And my primary area of responsibility was the Declaration of Rights, which is what our Constitution starts with. And the first section of that Declaration of Rights, in that article, is something I wrote 4 years ago, was sent to me in an email just recently by a lady from California. And so I guess things get around. But this is something I wrote that I think still applies, and it should apply for 200, 500 years from now. Article 1, Section 1, Origin and Purpose of Government. All government of right originates with the people, is founded on their will alone, and is instituted to protect the rights of the individual and for the good of the whole. Its only legitimate ends are to secure justice for all, preserve peace, protect the rights, and promote the happiness and general welfare of the people. The rights enumerated in this article are inalienable by the state and shall be preserved inviolate by the state. That's the government's purpose, just as you pointed out, but they are not the source. And while you're talking about terms that are employed, the word license, if you look it up in a dictionary, means permission. If we start thinking in terms of, I don't have to go get a driver's license, I have to go get permission to drive. I don't need a dog license for my pet. I have to go get permission to have a pet. I don't need a hunting license. I have to go ask for permission to hunt. You know, mm-hmm. I don't need a building permit. I need to go get permission to build. And I think that would maybe change your attitude a little bit. But it's been a great call, Dylan. And,
thank you, Tom.
You've done some great things out there helping people understand things better. Stay on your brother, but keep it simple. That's the main thing. Keep it simple, because once they understand the simple, then you can always add to that. Think of it as building a brick wall, you know?
All right.
One brick at a time. All right. Thanks, Dylan. Have a great day. If he's still with us, I think we've got Alan in Texas.
Yes, good afternoon. Enjoying the show, Tommy. You mentioned some videos earlier. What was the name of those, and where can I get them?
Okay, they're fixing to run us out of here a little bit early, I think. Maybe not. Let's go on ahead and continue, and if they get louder, we'll do it. They're going to run us out of here, Alan. But we'll be back if I can hold you over past the top of the hour.
Okay, very good.
Stay with us, and we'll get on those videos.
With